Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think I've done a lot of great things this year, a lot of things to learn from personally. I think the most important thing for me when you ask that question is the relationships that I've built with my teammates, the time that we put in the work, getting this far in the season and overcoming the different things we've overcome this year, and being with my coaches, building relationships with them, and building something special in the future. So,
that was Jalen Hurts. After the loss, that was the day after, right, Jack? That was yesterday?
Yes.
We're back, Marks and Reese.
And see, that's the stuff that makes everybody want to root for him.
Yep.
Those that root for him, right? So you feel like he obviously is a hard worker. You want to give him more time because you want this guy to be the guy. You want him to be the guy. I just wonder if they're going to be patient enough. And it's easy to say that now, and to your point and some of the things other people have said who want to give him one more year, well, you may wind up doing that, but only because that's the best option out there for you. But if they have an opportunity to do something else, why would they? If they know he has a ceiling, like, why would they wait another year?
Yeah.
What would be the point of doing that?
Right. Yeah.
So –
unless you can't find anybody else.
Yes. Yep.
And maybe they do want to see another year of him. But do they really want to see another year of him, or is it because they don't have any other choice to see?
If I'm just reading the tea leaves off of how they approached this year, they were hesitant to name him the guy. I know we made a big stink about that in the offseason. They never said anything negative or bad about him as a player, as a quarterback. You just didn't get that stamp of approval that, yeah, he's the guy. He's the guy moving forward. You guys can stop asking me or asking us about Jalen Hurts. It wasn't until the week of the opening game that they finally went on and said that with Jalen. And then there's times when Howie has been on record as saying that, you know, we want to give him the first shot at it. About the starting quarterback position. Go win it. Go take it. Now, did he do enough this year to make them not look for another quarterback? If you ask me, they didn't. He didn't.
Right. Agreed.
They changed the freaking offense to a running offense after 7 weeks.
Well, actually, it's exactly what I was just going to ask you, because we heard a lot of the – when it was working against the bad teams and the bad quarterbacks, we heard a lot of, well, yeah, you can build around Jalen Hurts in a strong running game. Look at this offensive line. Like, that's how you win in the NFL, right? You just got to build around them, and you can – no, you can't.
No.
It took one friggin' smart coordinator and good team to say, oh, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. And you know what, Nick Sirianni didn't have an answer. So this isn't all about Jalen Hurts.
Right.
But Nick Sirianni didn't have an answer what to do. But the reason why they were doing this whole running style was what? That they weren't ready to win with passing the football. That's a problem.
Yep.
That's a problem. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. If you got engaged over the holidays, visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Jackie, you still getting what you want, which is almost an even 50-50 split on our Twitter question?
Sure are, pal.
Which is your takeaway from Sunday? Which is more of your takeaway? That they beat a bunch of scrubs and they were never that good, or there was just a bad game, still overall happy with the season? You get 50-50 split. How about that? Some people are happy. Overall, Ike, are you overall happy with the season?
Yeah. I was overall happy with the season. I was. I mean, you know, I obviously had lower expectations. I had him at 7-10. I wanted to see him get better as the season progressed. They were able to do that. Was it sort of in the ideal manner in which I envisioned? Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, but they made the adjustments, and they got better. But I was never fooled. And this is why Elliot and I, in that last game of the season against Dallas, we were arguing about the defense and everything else for the pregame show because he was raving about Jonathan Gannon and how great the defense was. And I said he hadn't played a real quarterback.
Hey, Jonathan.
Like, they when they have to play an above-average quarterback, they don't look this good.
We've seen the results, yes.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, and it's a totally different approach. Forget about the results. When they're playing the Jake Fromms and all those guys, we got no problem attacking those quarterbacks and getting turnovers. It's the other ones that he's sort of feel for that they're going to beat us over the top. So, the smart quarterbacks. You can't play that way. So, in reality, the team isn't as good as the record says it is. I give the coaches a lot of credit for being able to take advantage of the scheduling and what was there and switching sort of philosophies midway through the season. But this is one of those years where you got to say this is a one-off year. This year's sort of stands alone. When we went up against the better teams, I never felt like we went toe-to-toe with anybody. Just never did.
No.
Never felt like we went toe-to-toe with any. I mean, the best we did was the Chargers game.
You're right. It was. No, it never felt
they
like.
They didn't make the playoffs.
It never felt like they're close. It might not be this year, but this right. is a team on the rise that a couple additions next year, mm-hmm. they're going to be beating teams like this. It didn't feel like that with the Eagles this year. Not against the good teams.
And it's not just Jalen.
No, it's
that's
not.
That's I'm looking at the roster and I'm saying, man, we're further away than we think we are. We got some good young pieces on the line, offensive line. That's nice. We got a wide receiver, got a tight end. But, man, we got a lot of work to do. The running game. Right? I mean, if you want a real dynamic running back, if we don't, okay, then we'll just use the offensive line and put whomever back there, and we seemingly will have success. We didn't have an opportunistic defense, that attack-style defense, creating a bunch of turnovers except for when we played subpar quarterbacks.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty clear to – you don't need to know who they played. You just need to look at the result,
yep.
right? Like, you can look at, like, they probably didn't play a good quarterback in that game. They yep. didn't. Let's go to the phones. Ray in Morristown, New Jersey, joins us. Ray, how are you? What's up, brother?
Hi, Marshman. How you doing tonight?
What's up, man?
What's up, Ray?
Guys, listen, you know what? This is the thing, and I got a chance to talk to Ross Tucker after the game on Sunday. But, this notion that this team's loss this past Sunday is on the quarterback, I don't know what people are looking at. You need to know what you're looking at when you watch football on Sundays, Thursdays, Saturdays, or Mondays. You know, and a lot of people just don't have any idea what they're looking at, woefully. Mm-hmm. You know, the situation is this was a complete, total team breakdown. There was no sense of urgency. The players didn't seem passionate or excited to be out there. They were just going through the motions. And this was a total team breakdown. Does Jalen have some work to do in the offseason? Yes, he absolutely does. I hope he takes, three or four weeks off and then gets back into it long before training camp starts. I hope he's out here throwing the ball around with some of the wide receivers or whoever they think might be still on the team at that point mm-hmm. just to get some reps in and stay sharp and work and focus on these things. But can we agree that withstanding the Cowboys, that everybody that should have lost in this first round of the playoffs lost?
Yep.
Yes.
I mean,
yep.
Yeah, the higher seeds won, yes.
Yeah, all the higher seeds won, yeah.
Yes.
Right. I mean, there were no surprises, really. I mean, other than Dallas losing, I thought that was kind of a surprise. You know, the officials did everything they could to give them that game, but that's another story. But, you know, just the fact that we've seen Jeff Lurie and you know, I've been an Eagles fan for over 40 years, so I've seen different management groups come in, these regimes change.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy is going to do one thing. If you can get a quarterback – that you're not going to have to spend the farm for, it's worth taking a look at. But the thing is this, who's going to want to come here? Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson.
Mr. Unlimited.
Not likely.
They're not going to make Jalen Reagor better. you know, this notion that you have to have somebody to throw the ball to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would they be better than Jalen Hurts? So, right, I mean, I think everybody, most people would agree, is it likely that one of those quarterbacks is coming here? I would say no.
Right.
I would say no. Is it possible that things could change and Russell Wilson all of a sudden says, yeah, maybe Philly isn't a good spot. We don't know what's going to happen. But I know this. It's not about, well, he was thrown to Jalen Reagor and it was a total team loss and Nick Sirianni didn't do him any favors. By the way, you're right. It wasn't just Jalen Reagor. They don't have good enough wide receivers. They don't have good enough skill guys. Mm-hmm. Dallas Goedert's erratic. Nick Sirianni did a bad job. You're also projecting what you think the player is going to be. Donovan was on with us yesterday, Ike, and he said that you have to be patient. That you have your quarterback, you have to be patient. It's tough to be patient. It's tough to be patient because you're projecting what you see Jalen Hurts being, and I think a lot of people look at it and say, I don't know if he can be good enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people would be a little more patient. And I think, obviously, it's still raw. The game just happened Sunday. You know, maybe people feel a little differently in a few weeks, get away from the season once the Super Bowl is over with. Maybe we feel a little bit differently about Jalen once, you know, situations start to unfold and sort of play itself out. We may want – this may just all be just conversation, radio talk. That may what it all turn out to be. But it doesn't mean that everybody right now feels as if we have the quarterback of our future moving forward. Even when you say he deserves to be back next year, you're saying you're unsure.
Yes.
Like, even for those of us that are like
– you want more information on him.
Yeah, for those of us that are like, yeah, I want to see him another year. I think he earned another year. Well, guess what? I mean, that still says, in a nutshell, you're still unsure about him. And that's just watching him from afar. That's not actually breaking down plays, breaking down practice film, his throws. That's what they do down there at the NovaCare. That's what they're doing. They look at every throw, every practice. Where's the ball supposed to go? All of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have those concerns, and some of us out here have those concerns, this conversation is pertinent. It just is. Now, it may wind up leading to nothing, but it doesn't mean that these conversations haven't been going on behind the NovaCare walls.
Of course. Yeah. Prior to the season that they were going on. During the season they were going on.
Right.
When they switched to a run offense, this was going on.
So, yeah.
Jack, do you believe the Eagles have their quarterback of the future?
Oh, no, not at all. I just don't want to trade the draft picks for a 33-year-old quarterback.
Right.
I would rather wait. I know it sucks to wait to try to find a guy in the draft, but when I look around the league and I see the best teams right now, it's young quarterback, young quarterback, young quarterback thrown into a team that is already built around them.
Is that right?
Yeah, see, we still want that young gun.
Yeah,
man.
Because, like, I need a guy with a hose. Like, I see all these guys with hoses.
Right.
And I know Russell Wilson's great, and I know Aaron Rodgers
Pause.
Is great. I know.
Balls.
They got huge packages, and they got hoses and all that.
Oh,
but
my God.
I need a big-armed quarterback.
Okay, hold on a second. So let me ask you, talking about all these young guns that are dominating the playoffs right now. Green Bay.
Right.
Tampa Bay.
Right.
Dallas is out, but they were the 3 seed.
Right.
Rams. 49ers.
Yeah, all in the NFC. Look at the AFC.
Okay, but what I'm saying is they're not all young guns. All right, let's look at the AFC. Tennessee.
Tennessee has Tannehill. I know it's different.
Kansas City.
Mahomes.
Buffalo. Yeah, second contract.
It doesn't matter. He's still a young quarterback.
Second
they
contract.
They won a Super Bowl on his first contract.
Bills.
Josh Allen.
Second contract. Raiders.
Stank. They're out.
Okay, I know, but my
Joe
point
Burrow.
Is, okay, but that's you, Joe Burrow and nobody else.
I got Jamar Chase.
No, what I'm saying is Joe Burrow's the one young quarterback of any of the – New England, you can go Mac Jones. Was that a Mac Jones-led team, or was that a Bill Belichick?
More Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that was a system. Mac Jones did a good job with the system. That was a good season for the Patriots.
Yeah.
They could win seven games next year.
Went to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, ran out of gas at the end. Mm-hmm. He hit a rookie wall. That was a long season for him. He pretty much was playing since the previous September.
Yep.
But this whole – like Jack, if you asked me – how would you like to go forward? My pick would be you get a top draft, you get a top draft choice, you draft your quarterback of the future, and you go forward. I would much rather have Joe Burrow than have to get a 33, 34-year-old quarterback and pay him $45 million a year. The problem is, how do you get a Joe Burrow? Right? Like, you have to ask yourself, normally Russell Wilson's aren't available. and the Deshaun Watsons aren't available, mm-hmm. and the Aaron Rodgers aren't available. They become available because of specialized situations.
Right.
Peyton Manning becomes available because he got hurt and they drafted Andrew Luck. Right. So then he became available. And he went to Denver and won a Super Bowl and went to another Super Bowl, right? So it's all about how can you get this other quarterback. If you want to wait another year, I mean, okay. Right. You can
but
wait
Joe
another
also,
year.
I don't think they need a number one overall pick. Allen was 7th pick. Mahomes was 11th pick. Deshaun Watson was 12th pick. Like, it's not always number one, but I get your point.
Okay.
But I would rather try to find the guy in the draft rather than pay, you know, trade all the draft capital, get one of these guys, and then not have the kind of talent that you need around to really win. I'd rather build a team rather than go get one of those guys.
Okay. All right. But the problem is you're hoping you can find that guy in the draft as opposed to having...
Right, well, you're hoping that you can build a good team around a $35 million cap it every year.
Which is not going to be that big of a deal. I mean, it's not. You got quarterbacks making $45 million.
Yeah.
Like,
you just kick everything into the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think Pat Mahomes is going to be making 50 in a minute. Like, the salary cap goes up.
Aaron Rodgers is making big money. Tom mm-hmm. Brady's making, he always takes less money, but he's making big money. Mm-hmm. We know Dak's making big money. Matthew Stafford makes big money. Murray's on a rookie contract. But ideally, Jack, and I know that like the Super Bowl winners, a lot of them have been on rookie contracts and everything else. There's a lot of ways to win in the NFL.
Yes, and that's what's great about the NFL. It's not just one way to do it.
Let's go to Bryce in Voorhees, New Jersey. Bryce, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, guys, I want to say heartfelt condolences. I really mean that. We have fun on the radio and stuff, but I'm really feeling for you, my brother.
Keep I appreciate it, Bryce. Thank you.
And keep moving, man.
Thank you.
I was going to call and rip you guys today, but I'm not going to do it.
Why not?
Nah, because I'm gonna give you guys some words of encouragement. I'm going to let you know the truth.
Okay.
How I really feel about this team.
Okay.
I think this team has nothing but upside. I think this team is constructed. It's not the best team. You need a lot of pieces in different areas, but the upside is there. You can build off a lot of positives of this season. Is Jalen Hurst the franchise quarterback or whatever people want to call it? None of us know that. But I'm going to let you know from a coaching standpoint, when you have a guy, and I know you say Johnny O, the intangibles, you're tired of hearing about that.
Yep.
But when you have a guy that's willing to get better, that's coachable, that you could get in his face and yell at him and criticize him, and you could do all of those things, that's half the battle as a coach. Sirianni lost this game. And I'll tell you why. I called early in the season when first seven games, I said the same thing. Number one, you give these guys off. You're a new coach. You're a new team. You give these guys off preseason like they did something. No, you're trying to establish that culture. You're trying to establish that rapport together. Then you first have seven games of the season. You throw the ball 1,000 times a game. You only run the ball 3 times against Dallas. He did adjust and change in a – I give him all the credit in the world. But he should have played that last game. They had a bye the week before. They came back and played Washington. And then he rested them, like telling them, you guys are bigger than what you are. You guys are better than what you are. You can't play football scared, period, point blank. You can't play scared.
Mm.
You have Kansas City played their players. Dallas played their players. Although Dallas lost, they still played their players, and they lost because of coaching, bonehead coaching mistakes.
Well, their offense also scored 16 points, right? So Dak was out there against the Eagles, double pumping, throwing five touchdowns.
Yeah, I didn't see all that Saturday.
COVID replacement players.
Yeah, Sunday. I didn't see that Sunday.
His face was great in the last 2 minutes of the game. What was he doing? They just kept cutting over to him on the sideline. You might have been scattered and not. But he just had this, like, his mouth was kind of open. He had his helmet on. And he was seeing the season.
Yeah.
The season was over. And then they got a reprieve because of Jimmy Garoppolo's idiocy. And he runs out there, but they just kept shooting over to his face.
Yeah.
And he just had like this look on his face like, oh my God, I can't believe we're going to lose this game. And I'm going to have to.
It's going to be all about me this offseason. And Dak and Dallas didn't live up to the hype.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you.
It is fun when the Cowboys melt and those Cowboys fans that are crying in the stands and everything.
I don't get why they were crying. Like, do they really think they were watching a Super Bowl team this year?
Yeah, they did.
Really?
Yes,
yeah,
they thought
they thought they were finally going to put it together.
Yes, they did.
Such a shame.
No, that's right. They did.
They thought they were going to finally put it
as
together.
As delusional as Eagles fans are, we're not delusional like that. We're delusional in different ways than the Cowboys fans.
Well, and we know that the Cowboys eventually are going to do that.
They're going to blow it.
Yes.
They did it on a quarterback
draw. Don't know how, but we know that's what they're going to do. I was just trying to figure out how they're going to lose this game.
A quarterback draw with no timeouts.
Man, oh, man. But you're right. When it seemingly looked like it was over as San Francisco, how about that play from Shanahan to call that reverse to Deebo Samuel?
Yep.
He almost picked up that first down. It's like 3rd and 12, right? 3rd and 13. They ran a reverse.
As opposed to just handing the ball off and getting 3 yards and right. having to punt it. Yeah, and it was a damn shame. And they even brought that back yep. just enough to where
half
they had to
inch.
Run the,
yeah.
the fourth down.
Yep. So that's when I thought that game was over with. But you're right. Then the Jimmy Garoppolo, Trent Williams game.
Quarterback sneak, game's
oh
over.
God.
And all I'm doing, Ike, is I'm trying to get my kids up to bed. But I can't leave the TV. It's like now it's 7:45, and the right. end of the game's taking so long. And they're invested in the game, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to explain to them why I'm rooting so hard for a team that isn't the Eagles.
Eagles, right.
Like, it's very – and my wife's even saying it's very important that you know the Dallas Cowboys, you never root for them.
That's right.
Good parenting. Yeah. Got to get them started early.
Yep.
It was a lot of fun, it was. It was a lot of fun to watch the end of that game. All right, let's go to look who's on the line. Rios in North Philadelphia. Rios!
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Rios?
Hey, I say no more, nothing but love, man. Nothing but love,
brother.
You already know.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anyway, let's get to this, man. Look, check it out. Number one, Jalen Hurts need to go ahead and lock his ass in a gym, in a facility somewhere, and have some targets or whatever it is for him. Because, look, I mean, I have faith for the guy, but I'm straight up what it is. Look, let's stop playing. He sucked. So let's stop. He sucked. So I have faith for him. Like, I'm willing to have him for next year. But just like Kobe Bryant did, what was it, his first year or second year, Ike, when he, like, mm-hmm. shot, like, 3 air balls in a playoff or whatever it is?
Yeah.
He needs to lock himself and don't come out. There's no – put it like this. There's no breaks until training camp. Then you come and go right into training camp. Now, with that, Nick Sirianni needs a blanket party like a Full Metal Jacket, right? So give that to him. I don't want to speak too much on him, but that soup sandwich after 2 weeks off, pretty much that sucked. Jonathan Gannon – knock his glasses off his face, and he just don't need to come back. We need a defensive coordinator needs to be nasty. We had to have somebody nasty. He plays scared. He plays scared like he's in a game. He blitz when you don't really need a blitz, and don't blitz when you really need a blitz. And also, I'm going to ask y'all a question. When I was watching it, I was saying, Jalen Rager, after watching him on Dallas, when you got a guy – trying to be the main target when we just had our backers. Main target against Dallas guys, and I know Dallas had some of their starters playing, but not all their starters. He couldn't do nothing. So I was thinking, like, man, he better not be in the game. He better not be in the punt return. I want to know what y'all was thinking when y'all see him, because to me, he shouldn't have even been in that game.
Who are we looking at now?
Jalen Rager.
Well, listen, Rager – I know, man, with Jalen Rager, man. I don't know what to tell people about Jalen Rager, man. He's here until he's not here. Like, I think we all agree. I don't think anybody is in some Jalen Rager corner trying to convince anybody he's anything than what we've seen. Like, what do you want to happen?
Jack, can we start an LTBB-style group for Rager to try to support
him? I don't even attach that to him. I just don't know what people want to happen. He's a bad player.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's a matter of just waiting
like,
for
what are you
the
doing?
Eagles to move
like,
on
yeah,
from
like,
him.
I mean, you can yell about it yeah. every day, but he's here.
Well, Chad Johnson thinks that next year is going to be his breakout year.
Yeah.
So I guess my only
After a while, I just don't know what else to say about a player when every time he goes out there, it pretty much looks the same.
Right.
Like, what else do you say?
You can keep banging your head against the wall, or you can expect it. No, so my only question with Rager is that, well, at least I would assume that if they do bring him back, it would be year three of a four-year contract. It's a first-round draft pick. Mm-hmm. So it's tough to move on from a guy and admit that more or less after 2 years that this guy can't even be on a roster anymore. But you can't come in with him as being your primary punt returner because he screwed that up. He screwed that up enough to where I don't think you can rely on him for that. And you need a different kickoff returner, too. Yeah. Right? Like, he just wasn't good enough at doing that either.
He shouldn't be doing that anyway.
No.
He's just starting wide. What other starting wide receiver is doing all of that?
Guys that can't play wide receiver.
Yeah, like, but I'm saying we should have a punt returner back there.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
why
his
can't
job.
They draft a punt returner, somebody who does this?
Not Greg Ward. I don't need to see him
right.
Field punts.
That's why I'm looking at it like, okay, that's why when people, they want Greg to go back there and fair catch it, when realize they forget how many times he put us inside the 5 and 10 yard line 2 years ago when he was back there as the punt returner. He was terrible at judging when to catch the ball, when not to catch the ball, and everything else.
He was brutal. You're right. Forgot about that. I actually forgot about that.
Yeah, that's how bad he was.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. This is something the team should have addressed already. Like, you can go find a guy with those fifth and sixth round draft picks. There are guys that were specialists in college who did this. Right? Like, you don't have to have an all-pro punt returner. You just have to have somebody who's familiar with returning punts. And I know Jalen Rager did it in college. He did it in college. He did it at TCU. But still, I don't understand how we can't get a good – for, what, 2 years now since Darren Sproles left? However long that's been? When's the last time we had a good punt returner?
2014, Darren Sproles.
Man, like, yeah, when's the last time? Good kickoff returner.
Josh Huff had that one play in the, against the
that
Vikings.
One play.
Jeremy Bloom was drafted to be
somebody always has one play,
Even Rager last year against the
Packers. A touchdown.
Return, yes.
Yeah, and a touchdown. 2-5, 592-94-94.
Well, yeah, think about that. Was it Sproles the last one to return the punt before Rager returned it last year?
Yeah, it would have been, right?
Last year, that's 2020. This is still this.
Yeah, we're still in last year. We're still in.
The calendar doesn't change till after the Super Bowl, in my opinion.
I agree. All right, coming up, top five at five with Jack.
You missed it, Ike?
No, I did not. But, yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
What do you have in store for us today, Jack? We'll find out coming up next. Also, your Eagles calls. We appreciate everybody.
Make me feel good.
Jack. Checking in, yes.
Make me feel good.
Make me feel good. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP, back after this.
Hey, the NFL playoffs are in full gear, and everyone can get in on the action with a risk-free bet on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. All customers get up to $10 back if your same-game parlay doesn't win. Now, same-game parlays let you combine multiple bets from one matchup for a big payout. You can combine bets on the money line, point spread, player stats, and so much more. Hey, got a couple of those same-game parlay bets going on this weekend. How about Buffalo taking on Kansas City? Let's take Josh Allen. Take the over rushing yards. I like that. How about that receiver of his, Diggs? Take the over in receptions. That's a lot of points in this game, so they're going to have to throw the ball around an awful lot. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Already have an account? Then just place your risk-free same-game parlay on any divisional round game to qualify. New customers join today with promo code IKE to get your risk-free bet. Plus, if it's your first time betting with FanDuel, you can enjoy 30-1 odds on any team in the divisional round to win after using promo code IKE. You can turn a $5 bet into $150. Again, that's promo code IKE on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, and FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.